This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The World Health Organization says it is airlifting medical supplies to Lebanon, and Russia is also contributing. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The WHO says it expects to cover up to 1,000 trauma and up to 1,000 surgical interventions following the explosion in Beirut. Supplies airlifted from a humanitarian hub in Dubai will be used to treat burns and wounds caused by broken glass and other debris from the massive blast. Separately, Russian emergency officials say the first Russian plane with medical workers and equipment for a makeshift hospital has left the country and is heading for Lebanon. Four more flights will follow in the next 24 hours with more rescuers and medical workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the country might not have to go back into lockdown to stop the coronavirus. Speaking at an event sponsored by Harvard University, Fauci said the United States did not meet its original goals of stopping infections when states began to reopen their economies.
We went way up, and when we came down to a plateau of 20,000 cases per day. That is not a good baseline.
The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases said that he expects a safe and effective vaccine to receive approval by the end of this year and tens of millions of doses to be made available. An update on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 1.39%, the S&P added 0.64%, and the NASDAQ was up by 0.52%. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. Johnson & Johnson is the latest drug company to announce it will supply a potential COVID-19 vaccine to the United States in exchange for $1 billion. As Reuters' Conway G. Gittins reports, it comes as another vaccine maker, Moderna, comes under fire for pricing its potential drug too high.
J&J's potential vaccine is currently in the midst of early-stage clinical trials using healthy volunteers in the United States and Belgium. But Novavax is further along in the process. The company on Tuesday said it could start a high-stakes Phase 3 trial involving many more participants as soon as next month. Novavax told Reuters the results were so promising it could seek regulatory approval before this year is out. Shares surged 17% on the news. But investors had a different reaction to Moderna, which has one of the few potential vaccines already in final stage clinical trials. It came under fire Wednesday for pricing. It will charge between $64 and $74 per person for a two-dose regimen. Compare that to a deal between Pfizer and the U.S., which works out to roughly $40 per person. Moderna thinks it can have a drug ready for market by the end of the year. There are no approved vaccines yet to treat or prevent COVID-19, but at least 19 vaccines are being tested in humans around the world.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. The third biggest school district in the United States is dropping a plan to have students back in the classroom this fall. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After pushback from Chicago's powerful teachers union to a plan that would have had kids attend in-person classes 2 days a week, the city's mayor now says schools will rely on remote instruction to start the year. Los Angeles has also decided against reopening for in-person learning, while New York City plans a mix of kids in classrooms and learning from home. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, has not said if he'll accept that plan. The moves come as President Trump continues pushing for schools to fully reopen, telling Fox and Friends this morning it's safe for kids.
Children are almost, and I would almost say definitely, but almost immune from this disease.
Though evidence suggests that's not true. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Spanish tennis star Rafael Nadal has confirmed he will not defend his U.S. Open tennis crown this year because of coronavirus concerns in North America. He joins women's world number one Ash Barty in skipping the event, which starts later this month without fans in attendance. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne.